Gold prices are falling.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day, and we will start with the numbers. Stocks are mixed at the open on Wall Street this morning. The Dow up 20 points or 0.1% at 14,823. The NASDAQ down 0.1%, and the S&P 500 up 0.1%. Gold prices are down this morning after falling 1.5% yesterday. The price of gold near a two-year low. And we're joined now from Chicago by Diane Swonk, chief economist with Mesirow Financial. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so what is going on with gold? I mean, you would think with everything going on monetarily here in the U.S. and in Japan that it would be going up in value, not down.
Well, I think the reality is that all the gold bugs have realized inflation is still not accelerating. In fact, it's been decelerating. Export and import prices continued to fall today. And I think at the end of the day, what we're realizing is it's much harder to make inflation reaccelerate than it is to stop it from decelerating than to reaccelerate it. And in fact, what we're finding is all of this money being printed just isn't turning into inflation yet.
And does that surprise you? I mean, why is that not happening yet?
You know, it's almost as if all the banks have dropped the money from their proverbial helicopters and it landed in the trees until it falls to the ground and we can spend it and there's churn in that money. You do not get inflation, and that's what the problem has been. It's still sitting in bank vaults and not being spent. And until it comes out and we can spend it, you just won't see inflation.
And finally, Diana, I just wanted to get your thoughts on this crazy up and down of Bitcoin, this other alternative currency that I guess some people are comparing to gold, although it's a little bit different. What do you think? What's going on there?
Well, again, you know, a lot of uncertainty, and, you know, they're just, at the end of the day, as much as the dollar has a lot of warts and doesn't make the best reserve currency anymore, it is better than anything else out there, the least dirty shirt in the dirty shirt pile, as they say, and it's left everything else uncertain.
Diane Swonk, chief economist with Mesirow Financial. Thanks as always.
Thank you.